Well, good morning, everyone. This is Tony Underwood and Debbie Underwood from Atlanta. And fortunately, it's been a rainy morning. And we just got back from a great trip down in Florida this week where it was nice and sunny in the 70s and 80s. It was a great time. It's always nice to be back home. So thanks for jumping on this morning. I know there's a few people that couldn't make it this morning, some of the leaders, but we're going to put this on a report so you can get this out to the folks afterwards. So Devin, I'm just going to cover a couple of bullet points here. I think from what we've on our trip this week, I think, Deb, right, that we're going to cover a few things on what people have been asking us, where we've been going around Florida. We were in Jacksonville briefly, in St. Augustine, and then down to Orlando, and then down to West Palm Beach. So we'll kind of give you some updates on that. So, Deb, I think you're going to kick it off here, so I'm going to pass it over to you.
Thank you. And yes, you're right. Part of it was inspired by our trip this week. It's amazing what things you get to think about when you're driving around in the car, and you may have prolonged hours in the car, but it starts to stir some deeper thoughts. And I'd like to share a few things with you this morning. I can hardly believe it was just 1 week ago that Jennifer, Tony, and I were on the phone sharing with you the Live It, Share It Growth Challenge. And trying to get down to the details and letting everybody know how to set their goals and how to move forward. So we've gone through the week, and I know some of you right now, by looking at your volume, you've already stepped up the line and you're moving forwards and getting things happening. But, you know, many of you may not have got to that stage yet because, after all, it is just a week. And some of you may be even feeling like, maybe I'm not going to be able to do this. But I encourage you right now, don't think that way. You are just 1 week into a five-month challenge, and it takes a while to lay a foundation to help you move forward with the momentum that you need. And today is definitely not the time to throw in the towel and say, this just isn't going to work for me. So I've been looking through some things, and I've been inspired by some of the things that happened this week about finishing well. And, you know, Tony and I always say about running through the tape at the end of the month, and you will see when you see a sprinter on the track running their 100 meters that instead of slowing down as they get to the tape, they may be in first position, they never slow down because their coaches have taught them to thrust themselves forward through the tape. And that's how we should be with our businesses. We're going through February right now. Thrust yourself through the tape as we get towards this last week of February, and let's get some points on the board for you so that you're on your way to earning this extra $1,000 cash bonus and on your way, in fact, to getting on that trip. So as we were traveling around this week, we had a rare opportunity. Our schedule changed somewhat, and suddenly our Wednesday evening became available. And that was really, actually it was Thursday evening, that was really exciting. Because, yes, we still had that scheduled meeting the following morning, but we decided that we're in Delray Beach. Why not go to the Delray Beach Open? Now, for those of you that are not tennis fans, you would not know what that was. So we went to the tennis open, and I love tennis because from my perspective, tennis is all about a mind game. It's all about your attitude and your belief in what you can and can't do. And I saw there that we had an underdog that was battling against somebody who was a favorite. And it reminded me of a match that we saw just a month or so ago. And I think all of you know Serena Williams. I mean, she is a formidable champion in tennis, and she's had so many wins over the years that she's been in tennis. She was actually playing against the underdog for the day, who was Carolina Pliskova, that's her name. It's a difficult name, but we'll call her Carolina. Carolina won the first set. She was doing good, which was not expected for her. She was one set up, and then Serena, in her usual style, because she is a champion and she has that mentality, came back, and in a gusto, she took that second set away, winning it. And she went into the final set, which was going to determine the match, winning every point. And it came to a point in the match where in that final set she was at 5-1. Carolina was losing it. Now, most people probably would have said, I'm just going to let it go. Because honestly, Serena was one game away from winning the whole match. But Carolina, for some reason, clicked her mindset at that point. I don't know what exactly went on in her mind, but she just went back to the basics and did what she needed to do. She wasn't nervous. She just did the basics because she knew she had nothing to lose. Well, that paid off because her mindset change at that point won her the next six games, won her the final set, and that particular match. Huge turnaround. So how on earth did she do that? I can tell you, when she was 5-1 down in that last set, she did not feel like stepping up to the plate. She was probably very tired, and she was almost defeated in her mind. But she, for some reason, she decided to overcome her fear, stop overthinking everything, and step forward and just do the basics that she'd been trained on day in, day out, and she ran through the tape. Huge deal. So how does this apply to our business? Well, we got somebody on the phone today. I just heard her come in earlier on, and she inspires me because of her courage. Linda is a senior coordinator in our business who has overcome a lot. And it was 2 years ago that she totally inspired me because she knew, she had set a goal. She needed to go coordinator to get on a Shapley trip. And she set that goal firmly, and she started working towards it. But suddenly her world fell apart. She succumbed to some severe back issues and unfortunately had to have surgery on her back. Now, you all know that that's a major surgery, and it certainly was for Linda too. She was flat on her back in unbelievable pain. It was so difficult for her to do anything. She could not get out of bed for 6 weeks or more. It might have been more. However, she set her goal. She made a decision, and she started working from her bed, using an iPad flat on her back and a phone, and built her business and helped get to her goal in the next few weeks. And she did not, I will tell you this, Linda did most of this totally on her own. Yes, she used us for three-way calls. Yes, she used us from time to time for webinars, but most of it was done from Linda. She was the one that pushed it forward, and she met her goals and got on that trip. Wow. So what makes people do that? It's an absolute decision. It really is. And some people make that decision and others choose not to. I was just, we were out in California at the Masters Summit, we were talking a little bit about our next speaker that's coming in, Mel Robbins. And I felt so ashamed at that point because I had the book, The 5-Second Rule, that Mel Robbins, our speaker at the next convention, had written, and I had not picked it up at that point. I felt bad because I know reading is important. Reading is an important part of developing us so that we can be stronger, we can move forward and make the right decisions as we're building our business. So I started reading the book, and it's right in the first chapter that Mel Robbins is talking about how small things sometimes can be big barriers. And it can be so hard to overcome them. So I'm going to quote from her book a little bit here, and I hope that you'll be inspired by her words here, and you'll be encouraged to go along and pick up this book and understand the whole dynamics behind this moving forward. So from The 5-Second Rule by Mel Robbins, and I'm on page 32 in the first chapter. Here I quote, "In my case, it was getting up on time. Lying in bed every night, I would make promises to myself that tomorrow I would change. Tomorrow I will change. Tomorrow I will wake up earlier. Tomorrow I will have a better attitude and try a little harder. I will go to the gym. I'll be nice to my husband. I'll eat healthy. I won't drink so much. Tomorrow I will be the future me." And with that vision in mind and a heart full of hope, I'd set my alarm for 6 a.m. and close my eyes. And the cycle will begin the very next morning. As soon as that alarm rang, I didn't feel like the future me. I felt like the old me, and the old me wanted to keep sleeping. Yes, I thought about getting up, and then I would hesitate, roll towards the alarm, and hit the snooze button. 5 seconds was all it took for me to talk myself out of it. The reason that I didn't get out of bed was simple. I just didn't feel like it. I would later learn that I was stuck in what researchers call a habit loop. I had hit the snooze button so many mornings in a row, the behavior was now a closed-loop pattern encoded in my brain. Then one night, everything changed. I was about to turn off the TV and head to bed when a television commercial caught my attention. There, on the screen, was the image of a rocket launching. I could hear the famous final 5-second countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fire and smoke filled the screen and the shuttle launched. I thought to myself, that's it. I'll launch myself out of bed tomorrow, like a rocket. I'll move so fast I won't have time to talk myself out of it. It was just an instinct, one that I could have easily dismissed. Luckily, I didn't. I acted on it. And if we go a little further into the chapter, let's see what happened the next morning. The next morning, the alarm rang at 6 a.m., and the first thing I felt was dread. It was dark. It was cold. It was winter in Boston, and I did not want to wake up. I thought about the rocket launch, and I immediately felt like it was stupid. Then I did something that I'd never done before. I ignored how I felt. I didn't think. I did what needed to be done. Instead of hitting the snooze button, I started counting backwards. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then I stood up. That was the exact moment I discovered the 5-second rule. The 5-second rule. The moment you have an instinct to act on a goal, you must 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and physically move, or your brain will stop you. That, to me, was very powerful, and I hope that talks to you as well into launching through those little barriers that we have on a daily basis. I don't feel like making that call. I'll do it later. I don't really want to approach that person. I just don't feel I know what to do or what to say. I hope that you're encouraged that, you know, taking action is the best way to make anything happen in your business. And you're never going to reach your goals until you get to that point where you just take action. So I'm going to hand it over to you, Tony. Now I know you've got some good things to finish up with.
Great. Good stuff. Thanks, Deb. Well, so true. And I know I've been in those moments as well. So I get it. But so we're just talking a little bit. I just thought about this just 10, 15 minutes before the call. I wasn't sure what I was going to share with you this morning, but on our trip down to Florida, some of you know we sponsored some tennis players down there, and I was sat down at lunchtime, and a guy asked me, he said, Tony, so what type of people are we looking for? And so that's kind of a broad question right there. And I said, we're looking for everyone. You know, we're looking for members, we're looking for customers, we love to have people that maybe buy a product once a month or once a year or whatever, you know, we like everyone. But I said, if you want to build a business, we're looking for business builders. And he said, okay, well, what kind of, you know, people are we looking for? And I said, well, there's a lot of people that get into the business that want to build the business, but there's a wide difference of business builders. There's people that get in that think they're going to build a business and they buy a kit or whatever, and they might, you know, do a couple plans a month or whatever, and they might make a couple $100 or they might make $800, but those are really not really what I call true business builders. They're just what I call hobby business builders. And he kind of laughed, and he said, yeah, I know what you mean. He said, I get that when they teach tennis, and when the kids come along, they're kind of like hobby players. They're not really serious, and they're not committed. And it's the same thing in our business. It's not that they're bad people. It's just that their commitment level is not there. A little bit like Debbie said, it's a decision, really. And he said, so what? So in your opinion, and the years you've been doing this, what are we really looking for? And I said, well, I said, there are indicators that we're looking for, like people with a big desire, a big dream, someone that is hungry, that is not kind of comfortable where they're at. You know, it's very easy to be comfortable. Most people on this call are probably comfortable, and if you didn't do it with Shackley, you'd probably be just fine. And so we're looking for people that want to be beyond that. You know, we're looking for big dreamers, big people that have a desire to help people or leave a legacy in their life before they leave this earth. And people that are committed in working with you. And when I say working with you, I'm talking about people that are calling you or having discussions on a daily basis. I want to repeat that. People that are serious in the business that are talking on a daily basis. If they're not talking to you on a daily basis, there's probably not a lot going on at all. They want to talk to you. They want to do the business. They want to be committed, but they're not really committed. And I'm talking about not just chatting, chit-chat. I'm talking about doing Zoom calls, three-way calls, open to being coached. And I explain all this to them. And people that call back, people that have urgency. And in today's world, people don't have urgency. And people want entitlement. It's kind of interesting because you remember, Debbie, we were watching before we went out yesterday morning. I put the news on, and I hit a program, and here's Gene Simmons. Now, for those of you that don't know Gene Simmons is the lead guitarist for Kiss. You know, the band Kiss has been around for 40 years. And I started listening to this interview by Gene Simmons. Now, most people, if you heard the rock and roll band Kiss, you know, where they got the big shoes and they paint their faces, you know, most of us on here would probably think, yeah, you know, drugs, rock and roll, women, blah, blah, blah. And I was listening to this interview by Gene Simmons, and I just got stuck to the TV. Remember that? We were just stuck to the TV.
Yeah.
Because this is a smart cookie who was born in Israel and never has taken one drug or a drink in his life. And my ears started to pop up. I'm thinking, that's really interesting. And this guy is worth $200 or $300 million. And he was talking about people that want entitlement. And he said, you're not entitled to anything. You live in the greatest country in the world. And this guy is a sharp cookie, talks three or four languages. And he makes $200 or $300 million. And he said on this call, he said, I wake up at dawn and I go to bed when I'm tired. And here's a guy that makes, I mean, you could sit back and do nothing for the rest of your life because you cannot replace work ethic. And I listen to this, I'm thinking, that's fascinating. And I'm pretty lazy compared to what he does. And it's just interesting that the same habits for anyone that's successful, they've got a tremendous work ethic and they don't have excuses. You know, if you're going to say you're going to do something, if you do it right there and then, or are you procrastinating? And, you know, are you waiting for the next day to do it? Did you have to send something to somebody? Did you have to make a call to somebody? Or would you just say, I'll do it in a few hours? That's not urgency. So we're looking for people with urgency. We're looking for people that are going to connect with you. We're looking for people that are willing to be coached. We're looking for people that, again, have a desire that actually bring people to you that so you can help them get going in the business. Otherwise, people are just going to make excuses. And, you know, Debbie was saying about Mel Robbins that are coming in about the five-second rule about, you know, getting out of bed or whatever it is. And you know, some people aren't on this call. Now, I understand there's things that go on, but a lot of people, really, for most people, it's probably just an excuse because they probably don't have a lot going on. They're great people. Or they won't even listen to the replay. And there's some people that may be doing their laundry today. There might be some people that are, you know, got to go get a haircut. I don't know. So but they're just not in the game yet. So, and again, hear me right here. It's not that they can't. It's not that they're bad. It's just that they're in a hobby. They're not really in the business. And this is the conversation I was having with this tennis guy down there. He's a tennis pro and very successful. And got a lot going on, and he understood that because he's had a lot of success in his life, and the same principles he applies to being a, you know, a famous tennis player or a tennis pro. And the same thing happens in his academy. Exactly the same thing. So there's a same line there in anything that we do. So that was the conversation this week down in Florida that we had. So if you want to change, you've got to be willing to change. And I've been through that. There's times where I don't want to get out of bed. There's times where I don't want to talk to people. But there have been times over the years we've been doing this that we have been absolutely laser focused. And I'm talking about 9 months to a year where we're laser focused. And there's been other times where we've been just lazy or been traveling for 6 weeks. And so you have to ask yourself, you know, if you've been in Shackley for a week or if you've been in Shackley for a year or 3 years or 4 years or 5 years, go back and say, have I really given it everything I got for 6 months? Everything. I'm talking about 8, 10, 15 plans a month, follow-ups in 24 to 48 hours. Have you given it all you got? And probably the answer is probably no for most people. So, but that can change. So don't beat yourself up. But that's what you've got to do if you want to make a substantial six-figure income. And the last thing I'll leave you with, and I was talking, Lorena, I was talking to you about this yesterday, Neri Vinn, out in California. If you don't know her, she's the Vietnamese lady that came here with nothing and came from the slums of Vietnam, and she outworks me like no end, right, Deb? I mean, she is like unbelievable. Yeah. She is ruthless. She is relentless. And this is the other thing that Gene Simmons said: relentless. And she's probably doing, I'm guessing, but I know her a little bit, 3 plans a day, constantly. And people say, like, well, I don't really want to, you know, I can't do that. I've got, you know, got baseball practice, or I got this, or I got that. But you know what? If you want to make $30,000 a month, that's what you got to do. And so that's a huge amount of money. In the top 1 or 2% in the country, $30,000 a month. Do you think that could change your lifestyle? You got to put the work in, and it's not physically hard work. It's all mental work. And most people think about building Shackley. They're not doing it. That's the key. Income-producing activities that Jennifer always mentions and we mention, it's what is productive. Are you busy or are you productive? And Neri Vinn, I see her on Facebook, and all I see is like, welcome to the Shackley family, blah, blah, blah. Welcome to the Shackley family. Have you seen it? Welcome to so-and-so. Welcome to so-and-so. Well, to get that type of volume, you've got to be treating it like a true business. And it's not that she has to go to, like, a job. She decides what she does every day. And if you want that type of money, that type of income, that's what you got to produce. You can't have the fear factor. You just got to do, because, you know, when you're doing, your fear factor goes away. It's just getting started. And that's where people are just thinking about it. Well, what are people going to think, you know? Or what are they going to think of me? Or I don't want to push anybody. I don't want to get people started too quick, you know, because they've got this, they've got that. And those are all excuses. And that's why reading and self-development is so important. So that's kind of on our travels that Deb and I were talking about in the car. And hopefully some of those tips will help you, because I know every single person on this call, the great thing about what we do, you can start over today. Tomorrow. It doesn't matter what you did yesterday. It's irrelevant. You can't change that, but you can change tomorrow. So with that, thank you for being on the call. Get this call out to people. A couple of things I want to mention in closing. Of course, we're going to see a lot of you that are coming down to Orlando in April. The weather was fantastic when we were there this week, about 79 degrees. So in another 6 weeks, it's going to be even warmer. And you all know, I think you've got the web address. If you don't, it's go to www.shackleyfloridaevent.com. And I think we're going to add, I think I can say this, we're going to add the new nutritionist that came on board with the Pure Performance team. She's a young lady called Sarah. I don't know how to pronounce her last name yet, but I think we're going to add her, and she's going to be talking about nutrition. And so that's going to be awesome. That'll be our first event that she will attend, the one that we're going to do in Florida. So don't miss that. I know Jennifer's got an event coming up in June. And so go to Glacken Health for that one. And so we're looking forward to seeing everybody down in Florida. Still time to get people there. And we're going to have a great time. So, and just one last mention, Some of you may have seen Sean Gray do a call a couple of weeks ago. We were in California on the Monday night call. There was a little problem with the recording and sound. We were guests on there with him, but we record that tomorrow night, and that's going to be at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. So Sean and Debbie and I, Sean will do most of it. That'll be tomorrow night for the 25th. And then in the morning, we did a segment for about 10, 15 minutes on how to promote and how to get people on that call tomorrow night. So look for that right about 9, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to see how you can get more guests, because that's the key, more guests on that call that Sean's going to be doing, because he does an absolutely fantastic job of sharing the business opportunity and the product in like 21 minutes. Okay? So with that, Deb, anything else you want to add in closing?
Yeah, and I think you said tomorrow morning, but you meant Monday. I know
Monday
that.
Morning. Sorry, I forget what day it was. So Monday
morning.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
That's
so
okay. And then, I only have one other thing to add. I think it's time to move to your launch pads right now and picture yourself taking off and say to yourself, as corny as it may be, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and action. Get into action with your business today. Yes, it's late in the month, but you can make a difference. Think of the tennis player. Think of Linda. Think of all those other people that have gone before you and made a difference in the last minute of their game. Okay?
Yep.
So have a wonderful week, guys.
Yep. If you need us, we're here for you. If you want to discuss something individually, we're here. If not, have an awesome day, and we'll see most of you in Florida, and we'll talk to you in the week, okay? Thanks for jumping on. Bye-bye.